The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Pleasure to be joined by Harnarayan Singh, and I've actually got a bone to pick with you.
Okay,
right off the top.
Oh, right off the bat.
This has been eating at me for almost a decade now. When you said Bonino, 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 did you have to go so hard? Did that have to be such a good call in the Stanley Cup final?
It could be anybody. Marlowe would be a great one, right? So left wing, center, right wing. That was my mistake in my notes, and it just so happened Bonino scored that goal. Game one. You can't blame me for the whole series. That was only the first game. Come on.
You were calling the game at that point in Punjabi, mm-hmm. and I know you've switched from Punjabi to doing English language calls, but let's start off at the very origins of this. Being a minority in Canada and maybe looking at the people who did the job before you and still do the job, and maybe thinking to yourself, I could be that person one day. I want to be that person. How did the journey get you to actually being in that position?
You know what? That's exactly how it started off. My family tells me when I was 4 years old, I was saying I want to be a commentator for Hockey Night in Canada. But as I grew up, I learned the realities of the world, and a lot of people cautioned me that me being on Hockey Night in Canada just wouldn't be possible just because of how I looked. And I met executives in the industry who said maybe our viewers aren't ready for somebody who looks like you, and the realities of the world set in place. So it's really special for me to have even gotten to this point. And it's almost two decades into it now, and I hope to keep it going for as long as I can.
You know, and here's the other part about it. Don't most young Canadian kids say, I want to play hockey?
Yeah, that's
not broadcast
right. That's
hockey.
Right. Yeah.
But I think maybe you and I have that in common. Like, we realize at a very early age, I want to do that.
Yeah.
What got you into this?
I just wanted to be the voice of the game. I grew up, in Alberta when Gretzky was winning all his Stanley Cups, and you were surrounded by it. And so you're watching it on TV, listening on the radio, newspapers. It's everywhere, right? And, my parents immigrated in the 1960s from India to Canada, and they weren't skaters. we weren't necessarily on the ice, but I was obsessed with the game. My hockey card collection would have rivaled any kid across Canada. I was a talkative kid, as I am now. I'm sure you can understand that too, being a broadcaster.
You have to be.
Yeah, and so some of the great broadcasters in Canada, I grew up watching them, and I wanted to be that voice of the game. And very fortunate to be one of those voices now.
So in recent years, you make the switch to calling games in English. And I'm just wondering, when I say make the switch, is it in your brain flipping a switch? I mean, you called so many games in Punjabi, and I don't know, actually, was that your first language, or did you learn them both growing up at the same time?
I did learn them both, so it's 50-50, but...
One doesn't feel more comfortable than the other, you just...
Well, after 700-plus games in Punjabi, I was pretty
comfortable with that.
In that,
right?
And it was
just
flowing. But obviously I speak English too, and so there was a brain game switch that I had to
right.
do, but that was part of the fun of it. I mean, on the Punjabi side, we created a lot of fun terms too, like we didn't have a slap shot in our language, so we called it a chapeered shot, which is like a literal slap to the face and made a hybrid, or, for penalty box, we call it sajada dabba, and it was box of punishment, so we had a lot of fun, added a lot of flavor, and I try to intertwine that in my goal calls on the English side too, but thankfully now, after a few years on the English side too, the flow is coming the other way as well, so it is an interesting tidbit though for a dual language broadcaster.
You're here in a place in Northern California where, we celebrate diversity, and I feel like if hockey is going to grow here, it needs to grow with everybody, mainstream, majority, minority, whatever you are, it needs to grow with everybody, and I do feel like culture is very important for us here, that we can't just isolate hockey to be one certain thing. So what do you make of this area, what you know about it? I don't know how many times you've been here, you're obviously visiting now. What are your impressions of the Bay Area?
Yeah, I absolutely love coming here, and a big part of that is because we do have a big community here. A lot of Sikh Gurdwaras, mm-hmm. there's parades that happen, the community is vibrant and contributing to the society here, and it's fun. I mean, The weather here is very similar to the state of Punjab back home in India for the community as well. But I think the community does a great job of intertwining themselves amongst mainstream society. One of the great ways to do that is through sports. I would say that what the San Jose Sharks are doing here by having these heritage nights, it gives people like myself, my kids, the community, a sense of belonging in the game. And when I was going to NHL games growing up, it wasn't always the most positive experience. Even though I love the game so much, and you know, the game is a big part of my life, when I was a kid sitting at NHL games, you know, we had some really unfortunate experiences. Racism right in our face, right? Where beer is thrown at us, names are called at us, all sorts of different experiences within the hockey world. And, you know, I could never have imagined when I was younger that something like this would even be happening.
Yeah.
And that's why it was so special for me to be a part of it, but also to bring my wife and kids here to experience it too, because I'm looking at the world through my kids' eyes, and I know this is a day and a night that they're never going to forget.
So I want to sit here and say you're already a trailblazer, and I think you are, but I also don't think you're done yet.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to close the chapter on this yet. How do you feel about that portion of it?
I'm very blessed and lucky to be on this journey and to have my dream come to fruition, being who I am, and opening that door for other diverse people from racialized communities to know that they can have a place in the game of hockey, whether they want to be a player, a manager, a broadcaster, a coach, or anything, right? That the hockey world is open and welcoming to everybody and anybody. And so I'm blessed to be a part of that. And like you said, of course, I've got tons more goals. You know, that Stanley Cup final that we got to call in Punjabi, hopefully I get to do that in English someday too.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's something you say after somebody's career is over. Oh, they were a trailblazer. Again, I feel like that would be cutting you short. We don't know where this is going yet. Two more things. You know, when you are calling games on one of the biggest stages, you know, nationally across Canada, what's the platform like? How many people do you hear back from? The audience, the feedback that you get? This is obviously a big deal, a prominent job, and what an opportunity for you. How many games are you up to, by the way?
I'm nearing over 900, so closing in on 1,000 in my career.
Gonna get you a silver stick pretty soon
Yeah, just because, you know, there was 700 to start off on the Punjabi side too. But it is, I mean, Hockey Night in Canada is an institution in up north, and hockey is the sport, right? So if you're talking, you know, Monday Night Football here or the equivalent of that, it's so special to be a part of that. You have millions of people watching. Those big moments in the playoffs, though, are just so incredible to call. And I've had the good fortune of calling, you know, a lot of games even across the United States too, and up until a conference final that was between the Rangers and the Lightning, and being at Madison Square Garden or wherever, it's just always really special. And you know, when there's millions of people watching on the edge of their seat, like a playoff moment in it, overtime is there's nothing that beats it. And that adrenaline you get with the 20,000 people around you, it's just a thrill.
All right, so lastly, Flames guy?
Grew up a Gretzky fan, traveled all over, even LA, St. Louis, New York.
Okay, so maybe more Oilers guy?
I'm
trying to pick you apart here.
It was hard to ignore. I'm supposed to be this unbiased Canadian.
Right.
Nowadays, I actually call Winnipeg Jets and Ottawa Senators games a lot more often. So it's basically any Canadian team.
Let's include
the San Jose Sharks in there.
So that's actually what I wanted to get to, is be partial here to the San Jose Sharks.
Yes. If I had to pick any American team, I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins have a special place in my heart, but the San Jose Sharks are right there.
Give us the impartial view of this franchise. And obviously, you've seen this team in a Stanley Cup final. You've called those games. It's been a whirlwind of things since then. How do you look at the San Jose Sharks of 2026?
Well, when Mike Greer started tearing it down the way he did, right? It was like, how long is it going to take? But what's amazing to see is that I think this season the Sharks are exceeding expectations. There's a chance for a playoff spot. And then when you have a guy like Macklin Celebrini and then the young the young core surrounding him now taking that next step. I mean, ask my kids who are Albertans living in Calgary. They are huge Celebrini fans. So that's amazing to see. And it's cool how they surrounded the team, those young players, with some more veterans this season too. You look at the blue line, it's completely different. And I think that's a big step in the right direction. So it's on the up and up here in San Jose.
If you're a playoff game guy, we hope to get you here in seasons to come,
yes,
if you know what I'm saying.
I'd love it.
Harnrein, I really appreciate the time. Welcome to San Jose, and come back anytime.
Thank you so much. All great right. to be here.